Editor's note. The letter writer says he sent this to district's public works department before forwarding it to the Squamish chief. This is about the recent legislation regarding parking only on one side of the street to facilitate the snow plowing between now and March. I am very concerned about this as a citizen of Squamish because of the time frame outlined in the legislation. In Squamish, we have a severe parking problem. Many buildings are not suitable for the accommodation of parked vehicles, particularly those homeowners or renters who, though they do have existing garage space, are not utilizing them for parking. Rather, they are used for storage and other purposes. Many dwellings are multi-family involving renters, and many of those people own cars. I note that there are no parking restrictions on some streets, and on others, there are. Also, it appears that you will be fining people who do not follow the legislation. Please note that we do not have snow continually on the ground between now and March, which appears to be the period of the recent legislation. Repeatedly, there have been plans which have not been sufficiently thought out for the future of this town. There are many pieces of land in the downtown that have not been used for years and have been left with no purpose, apparently. I note the lot which used to be above a gas station. It has been in environmental rehab for many years. It should be graveled over and used as a parking facility. This is a prime example of a lack of forethought by the leaders of this town. In short, whoever is responsible for this ridiculous legislation should seriously rethink it for the sake of all of us. Sadly, this is a systemic failure by those that are in the planning process in this town, which extends not only to this issue but to many others. We have a serious problem, and this does not help. Please find a better solution. Perhaps place a preface on all your signs to read, "If there is any snow on the ground, do not park on this side of the street or immediately remove your car, or we will." You certainly should not fine people if the streets are dry. Dave Colwell, Garibaldi Highlands.